Anna's done it again. Oh, she's come up with some more steps.
Yeah.
Not the stairs kind, but she's come up with some steps to get us back in the groove. What do we need, Anna, to do this episode?
You need a pen, you need a piece of paper, and an open mind.
Oh, now there's a teaser.
There's a teaser.
I think all we need to do now is say...
play the ukuleles.
Say that on the last one, actually.
I know, I just thought about that.
Cue the ukuleles. Oh, is play what the I say, ukuleles. But it's fine, it's fine. I mean, you've learned how to say ukuleles now.
I
mean,
I could always say ukuleles, I just could never spell it and never plan to be able to spell it. It's one of those words that I like to try and spell phonetically.
Well, the thing is, there are multiple spellings of ukulele, which doesn't help.
Why do they do that? Like, there. Why are there so many theres? Like, no.
You know, people in Hawaii actually say wukulele.
Wukulele, like that.
Yeah, that's a daisyism, isn't it?
I was right just going to say that, yeah.
So welcome to Slimmer World Podcast. You find us... basically, we have come back. We've kind of tried to repeat what we did last week. It's a little bit warmer, a little bit drier than it was last week. So hopefully the rain will not come in diagonally onto Anna's head, as at some points it was last week when we sat
sheets
in my kitchen recording. Yeah. So we are Slimming World Podcast. I'm Claire. She's Anna. We are sponsored by Slimming World. You can find us on Instagram at Slimming World Podcast. And you can email us slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. One for your mind. So we'll step away from the food. You'll find, actually, as you go through the back catalogue of our podcast, if you're new, then welcome. And what we always kind of say to people is we don't mind if you don't listen in order. Sometimes people say it helps, so they get the in-jokes and they know what we're referring to. But actually, we like you to kind of jump in on the titles which jump out at you and what you need at that particular time. So this one is a bit of a... It reminds me a little bit of... What was that thing I did just before Christmas where I went, oh, no, what you're saying, no...
Yeah. It was when I was in hospital, wasn't it? And you came up with a brilliant, like, are you talking about the one where you reviewed your previous 10 weeks?
Exactly.
Yeah. It was a really good episode. I listened to that while I was incarcerated. No, I wasn't incarcerated, while I was in hospital. It was about going back and I know what it was. It was looking at how you could see what was going to happen in the future by what you'd done in the past.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, and that's... So I called it What Do You Know? That's it.
Good
title.
It was in
October, not December. Time flies. But this is slightly similar to that in that, like, Anna's got a list of questions to present to us, of us to kind of ponder and think about. And it might be that actually this is one, when you do have that cup of tea and you journal out, that you want to hit pause. You know, you hear what we're saying and then hit pause, think about it. And then continue playing, you know, find whatever works to you. You might want to just listen to it, then write, and then go back and re-listen. However, this is going to be useful to you. And when you sent the questions, I was like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
She hated me.
No, I don't hate you. It was just like, I'm here, man.
But so this is the reason I almost put this together is from what I've seen of my own members in lockdown and the strength and the courage, but also how so many are stuck, how so many of us right now have really found it so difficult and lost sight of maybe what we've achieved and the things we're capable of. And as slimmers, I think we're really good at looking at negativity and looking at things that we haven't done so brilliantly or things that haven't been fun or haven't been easy that we need to go and find that kind of positivity back and reflect.
See, I'm kind of using August. You know, I've got a holiday. I'm hoping there's going to be a bit of sunshine. It's a bit of a break in my mind. But September has always been the start of a new year. Like, I'm already planning that's when I'm going to go get my hair cut and maybe a different hair colour. I would like the idea that when school starts, for me, autumn is my favourite season.
Is it?
And it's like a new year start. So I'm kind of thinking August is a bit of a taking stock month with September ready to go back to group, to get the new haircut, to get back on it.
And like a just, refueling August,
yeah, so
like that.
This feels like a good time to kind of ponder over some of these questions. And we called the podcast, after much debate over the last few days of how many P's could we fit into a title, using past progress to plan for your future.
I like that.
Good.
Yes, yeah, well done. Congratulations.
So hit us with some of these questions.
So they can be done in any type of order. And you may want to add some in. Do you know, have a little tweak? So this is thinking about your very best week, a week where you felt positive, a week where you enjoyed your food, a week where you got a great weight loss or achieved something brilliant. So how did you feel this week?
What, that week when it was the best week?
The best week. How did you feel?
Not this week right now.
No, but unless it's your best week.
Oh, right. Okay.
But, you know, I can think of a week. Daisy was 4 weeks old, and I remember this week because I just nailed it. I felt like I was super mum. I was a chef. Everything was going brilliantly. And I just remember feeling really happy. Really like, oh, this isn't hard. You know, some weeks when you're food optimising or trying to lose weight, any type of start, it feels so tough, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It feels so exhausting. So this is about, on that week, how did you feel? Write down those feelings. Was it happy? Was it, you know, joyful? Was it light? I always feel when I'm losing weight, and this sounds so cheesy, but I actually feel lighter mentally. Like when it's easy, you feel like, oh yeah, this isn't a chore. So writing down those descriptive words. Have you got any words of how you felt on a brilliant week?
Someone summed it up in group the other week, actually, where they just said, a great week is when I don't have to think about my food.
Yes.
And it's just like there's a plan in place. I know what I've got in. I know what I'm having. I know what I'm looking forward to.
Mm.
And then it's easy. Whereas trying to reinvent the wheel every evening to cook your dinner and then do all the washing up.
Ugh.
And then you've realised you forgot something. You have to go back to the shop to go and get something. That is when it's really tough.
When it's tedious. Yeah.
Yeah. And then you weigh in and you're like, oh, I've gained 2 pounds anyway. What was the point of that?
Yeah. I should have just had lard. Well, exactly. You wouldn't have lard, but yeah.
Yeah, so not thinking about food.
So that's a really kind of nice way to go to the next question. How do I feel about food and activity this week? So on that brilliant week where you felt positive, how did you feel? So is it, I know on a good week, I've really enjoyed my food. It's not been my every thought as well. You know when you're saying you just don't have to think about it, it's just fitted in nicely. I've eaten something I've really enjoyed. And I always find a good week has incorporated activity. I mean, you're going for gold body magic, so your life now is really focusing on a lot of good activity. Do you find that your good weeks are active weeks?
Yeah, I think it's just having a bit of a balance. Mm. You know, it's about things, simple things. Like I realised for a while, I wasn't actually really using all my healthy extras.
Mm.
I was kind of, you know, skipping a few of those, but then I was higher on my sins. So it's how can I move that over? And just the feeling that I'm getting from getting in the habit of doing more fitness, I feel strong. You know, I wake up every day and I ache. Don't get me wrong.
It's a good ache, isn't it?
Today is like my neck is aching. But that kind of feeling of strength of when the TV remote is the opposite side of the living room, I can jump up and get it.
Oh, wow.
And noticing that kind of stuff.
Yes. It's a positive, isn't it?
Well, it's. I think that question makes you think of things in a bit more all-roundedness because
yes.
Quite truthfully, to be where I am now in kind of maintaining and keeping this weight off, it is about both. It's
yes.
Not just about the food. It's about the activity and it's about developing good routines.
And that's what Target Life has to be about. And I think that's why it's so important that both come in.
I get it now.
Do you?
Well, I'd say that as someone, this is the fifth time I've joined Slimming World, I kind of see that.
You got it faster than I did, Claire.
Well, you can't be amazing on your food all the time, can you?
No.
So you need something else to kind of catch you and get away with it. And I'm not saying exercise helps you lose weight, it doesn't, but it does help you kind of ride out the maybe occasional big blowouts that you might have.
Yeah, it also gives you, I think when you've lost so much weight, it changes your body, it gives you more energy, it gives you more stamina, so many positives. Okay, question number three. How confident are you about your ultimate success this week? So on those weeks where you've had a really good week, so on your best ever week, did it feel positive? in that week, and like, you know, your ultimate aim was going to be achievable. Because I always think on a week where it's good, I'm feeling like I can achieve anything, and I know that, you know, I can achieve my body magic goal or my weight loss goal. So it's thinking about how confident were you. I might rate that on a scale of 1 to 10. Actually, I like a scale. Do you like a scale?
So what's the question again?
So the question is, how confident about your ultimate success have you been this week? So how confident have you felt like you're going to get to target, or you're going to reach your 6 stone weight loss, or you're going to get in your size 10 pair of jeans, or you're going to, I don't know, go and get in that swimming costume, or, you know, whatever it is. How have you felt about that this week?
I was noticing the fire alarm in the background. I was thinking about poor Amanda, who's probably gone to check her fridge. Yeah, it's okay. It's us. It's someone else's fire alarm. We cannot see smoke. The do you know what? That question sometimes can feel quite overwhelming
for me.
So how am I doing in terms of the ultimate success and getting to target feels quite big. But right now I've kind of been breaking it down. So I really want to become a Platinum Body Magic member.
Love that.
I know that my next thing is to achieve my Gold Body Magic Award once, and then I need to do it again. So I'm probably going to answer that question, how am I doing in terms of, you know, maintaining or losing weight whilst striving towards my goal, body magic.
Yeah.
It feels a bit easier for me than saying, how am I doing in getting towards target?
It's not how you're actually doing, but how confident you feel about it.
Okay.
There's a difference, because I think it's that, does your confidence align with reality? Because sometimes I can be a little cocky. Like, I've got this in the bag. Yeah, I don't need to count my sins. And then it's like, oh, sometimes you're actually doing really well, but you're doubting yourself.
Yeah.
So it's maybe a little bit of review of your confidence. Okay, next question.
I feel like you're a quiz show.
I really want to be one.
Games master or something.
Next.
Question four. I've started, so I'll continue.
Oh my God, I love it.
That was the alarm, the countdown. Yeah. Saying 30 seconds is over. Go on, question four.
This week, going back to being on your very best week, how easy have I found it this week? How easy?
That's... is interesting.
Is
so,
it?
You like your idea of scale there. One is absolutely blooming awful. Mm? Struggle like wading through thick sand.
Quicksand.
Oh dear. All right, wordsmith over there. 10, I sail through like a bird in the air. Is that the scale? So how easy have you found it this week?
Answers on a postcard about who's been stepping through thick sand, please. Yeah, because I think sometimes your best week can be when it's not felt easy, but you've come through the challenge.
Well, then that refers to like maintaining it, because sometimes you can go and lose 4 or 5 pounds, but it was an absolute ball ache.
Mm.
I'm not sure if that's swearing, but...
That's not.
I'm sorry, men, as well. But sometimes it can be, and you think, well, I can't keep that up.
No.
So how can I kind of continue to keep losing weight but make it a bit easier? That makes you think a little bit more rounded.
And also, like, you know, I've had some spectacular weight loss weeks where they felt so hard, but then some brilliant weeks where they felt quite easy and I haven't lost as much weight, but I've enjoyed them more. That doesn't make any sense, does it?
No, it does. And I think sometimes you kind of sit in group and you hear people who are furious that they have tried and done everything.
Don't know what you mean.
It has not gone their way, and they are absolutely livid. And if you say to them, how easy has it been this week? They'll say, one.
Yeah.
And then they kind of say, how are you feeling? Confident are you feeling in your ultimate success? None.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm quitting.
Yeah, we've
all been there.
So this, I think, is interesting
your
because
face like that.
It takes it away from just the number on the scale. It's kind of thinking, right, this is the more in-depth, detailed report card.
Yes, and we need this. We need to get into minute detail sometimes. Okay, question number 5. What have I said to myself as I have been faced with my usual temptations this week? So on a really brilliant week, you know, when you're faced with, I'm just looking on your wall, all these beautiful sins of things you've got. So when you're faced with your temptation of, say, some vegan chocolate, on a brilliant week, what have you said to yourself so that temptation hasn't taken over and you've eaten 80 sins of it?
Yeah.
What have you said on your brilliant week when maybe it's that self-destruct button that you're pressing, or that, you know, that voice that comes up, that negative little chimp in us? What have you said to yourself? So has it been like you're into positive affirmations like we were talking about last week in listeners' questions? Was it that came out, or was it that you said, do you know what, actually, look what size pair of jeans I'm in, or, you know, guys, what shirt have I got into? Have you affirmed your positivity in that kind of face of temptation? So having a think about what you've said to yourself.
I get that. You know, like on the weeks where you're really tired and you're not, your heart isn't really in it, you kind of say, oh, you've worked really hard today. Go on, have it. You deserve it.
Yes.
You're about there on sins. Yeah, it won't really matter. Yeah. Nobody knows. No one can see you. Yeah.
You know, Anna's not WhatsApp me.
These don't really count.
Yeah.
You say all that, don't you?
You do.
I can hear that. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say, no, I am on plan today.
Yes.
And today I'm choosing to respect my body and my weight loss journey. And maybe you need to do it in that head. And that might help. That head and that voice in your head. That might help you. Jeez, I'm the one who can't talk.
I know. It's normally. But you know.
What have you given me?
Yeah, slipped something in that water. It's. You know how on a really great week you'll go, oh, yeah, I really fancy some chocolate. But actually, I'm going to go and slice that melon up. It's that type of thing. Have you, you know, today driving to you, I really wanted a packet of crisps and I talked myself out and it was like, no, you can have that packet of crisps tonight if you want them. So just thinking about that self-speak on a great week. Question number 6. What have you done this week that has made your activity and food optimizing easier?
What have you done?
So is it something like, I remember it's probably about 8 weeks ago, 9 weeks ago, Claire, you were on our Zoom call for group and you said, I know this week's going to be a little bit stressful and I know I need some food to look forward to. So you'd planned some great meals that you could really, really enjoy. So you knew when life was a bit hard, you had those great meals. So that made your life easier, didn't it? Actually, is you like getting into the routine of your body magic, making it easier to do because it's something you do like now, like you'd brush your teeth or like you do work, you see?
Yeah.
Is that making it easier?
When we did the interview with Dr. Linda Papadopoulos,
yes,
and it was managing your mindset during tempting times, something that really kind of clicked in that was like the idea of kind of having a routine,
yeah,
and developing healthy, good, useful routines,
yes,
rather than like I just said, reinventing the wheel all the time. So knowing which foods are grab and go and you have in, factoring in, okay, it might cost a bit more to buy chopped frozen vegetables or fruit,
but do
they're
it.
In it,
yeah,
they're there, and whenever I need them, I can do it. The planning thing, I think, is essential.
It's do you know what? It's one of those things that you feel is a little bit boring, but it has the biggest payoff.
Boring is exactly the word.
Yeah.
As someone who loves the variety and spice of life, of being spontaneous and free.
Yeah.
It's like you asked me to sit down and plan what I want, what I'm going to eat in 7 days. How dull.
But then I think of it like doing your washing.
Well, but then I'm very privileged that it's just me,
yeah,
that I have to care about. I imagine if you have a lot of children, multiple children and other mouths to feed, that actually that kind of planning and precision is essential.
I think especially when you've got little ones, you have to really think about it, don't you? Because you can't just go, oh, I'll just knock something up when you've got another person to feed that's dependent on you.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't know what question number this is.
Seven.
Okay. What did I do to protect myself from my personal danger areas this week? So what did you put in place if, like me, you're a nighttime eater, like a bit of chocolate at 9 o'clock? You know, on a brilliant week, I will have factored in that chocolate, known those sins are there, sit down, really enjoy it, and absolutely know that it's within my plan. On a week where it's gone to pot, I'll just start eating chocolate at 7 a.m. So what did you do this week to protect yourself from your personal danger areas? Is there anything you do to protect your personal danger areas? Sounds bad, doesn't it?
I think it's about having food in.
Mm.
Because when the food's in, I know that I can make something. I'm starting to get to understand a little bit more now about how to construct a meal. Like, I have a stone bake tray. If I have rice, pasta, or, I don't know, couscous or quinoa as a base, some veg stock, then I'll grab whatever protein source. So having a mixture of tins of beans, what kind of veg is looking a bit like sheepish? Yeah, kind of throw that in. And then that's a meal, and I know putting it in that stone bake tray will probably get about four portions, so that's today and tomorrow done.
It's a no-brainer.
So it's kind of factoring in. It's just the anticipation, because if I look back to that first year where I averaged a pound a week loss, 4 stone over the first year, you know, I was on the road, I was in hotels, no week was the same. No. Night shifts, day shifts, 7 days in a row, then maybe a few weeks off. It was dating, I was going out partying. It was just all over the shop. But what really kept it together was looking over the next 7 days. Right, I'm going out on Thursday, I'm going out on Friday, which means maybe Monday, Tuesday, I need to rein it in. Mm. Just kind of having a bit of a forward thinking. Yeah, what could trip me up? And I think the triggers is an interesting one, because like boredom eating in the evening. Mm.
Yes.
Something that really catches me out.
I think it catches a lot of people out. I find the three things that come up most in my groups are wine, chocolate and boredom.
Wow.
They really, really are. That's
wine, chocolate and boredom.
Yeah. I think without those three, my groups would be phenomenally brilliant at losing weight.
Yeah.
Okay, question number 8. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being immensely, 10 being not at all, how calm have you felt this week about food optimizing? So how calm have you felt about it? Because you know when it's gnawing at your head, you know when it's like, oh my god, you've got to lose weight, oh my god, you've got to do this and weigh your porridge and measure your milk, it feels like a gnawing little toothache, doesn't it? You know when you're like, oh, I'm gonna have a cup of tea, I've got 250 mils of milk left, that's fine. How calm have you felt about it this week? Because it's very important, I think, to look at being calm and how that affects your weight loss. I know when I'm in a much steadier flow, my weight loss is a lot better than when I'm fraught and, you know, angry and hormonal.
I think the word calm is interesting, because that's slightly different to when you're saying how easy was it. So the calm thing, I think a big reason that I kind of hit a plateau early on was I realised how tired and stressed I was.
Yes.
And it didn't matter how on point and plan and food and movement I was doing, because I wasn't really, I had to make sleep a priority. I had to find a way to go to bed earlier, to turn my phone off, to factor in doing meditation during the day and dial down my adrenal glands or whatever they're called, because that calmness, I think, was quite essential. When you're high stressed, you're wired like that, your body kind of goes in some kind of panic, and then that can potentially be something that makes your body kind of say, oh, I'm sugar. Holding on to this kind of stuff. Yeah, your sugar, your fat cravings kick in. And so you're fighting all of that. So the word calm, I think, is different to easy. It's a different question in that sense.
Well, because you've got to think about the stress hormone cortisol, like, and how that affects weight loss and function and all of that. And I think when we're calm and, you know, less stressed, I think personally our bodies function better, our minds function better, and therefore weight loss must happen better when we're calmer. That's my scientific review.
Life is just easier anyway.
Exactly.
It all ties together, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. So, penultimate question. Looking back at your best possible week, what three things were different? So, for me, best possible week, three things that are different. I know I start and do 7 full days, the best possible week. So I've food optimized from the moment I've got off those scales and left group to the moment I get to the group. That's one thing that is very different on the best week. Another thing for me that's really different is less pressure. I'm very good at heaping on the pressure, are you? Like, I've got to be this by this date. If I haven't achieved it, I'm a failure. On a week where I'm successful, it's normally where there's no pressure attached. And I think the thing that's most different is I have fun. I enjoy what I'm eating. I'm enjoying the process. I'm embroiled in the process rather than waiting for it to end. You know? Do you ever have those weeks when you're like, well, we used to, because we've been virtually now. I need to get to group. I need to get to the scales just to draw the line and mark the end of this week. Like, on a good week, you're just like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to get to the scales because it's going to show me what I've done. But I've loved this week. So really looking at what was different. Question number 9?
No.
10?
Yeah.
8? Oh my God, I'm bright, mate. 10 questions. What things do I want to repeat from this week? So what have been the things that I've taken from this best possible week that I know have worked for me and I want to repeat?
And that's where it's using your past progress to plan your future.
Nice little link. Yeah. So I find that really thinking about the positivity, it's like filling up that positivity bank. I'm all about the subconscious and making it, you know, emanate positivity. Filling this with good thoughts, not, oh, well, you know, you said you're going to lose 2 pounds and you actually have had to maintain, you're rubbish, you ate too many biscuits, and that's going to pull you back down. But refocusing and looking at the good bits will fill you back up.
Huh. It's genius, really. I like, and also what's interesting in those 10 questions, it doesn't say how much did you lose in this week.
No, because it's not about weight loss. It's about the habit change.
That's it's really interesting because I think, if I'm honest, we were all waiting for that question.
Were you?
We're like, is that what question number 10's going
to
be?
No.
How much weight did you lose on this week?
Yeah, because I think that's where...
It's non-comparable though, isn't it? Because your first month, you might lose more per week than you would, say, when you're a bit further on.
And I think when you take it by week...
And then if you come off by holiday, then we're going to lose a bit more because you put it on the week after.
Yeah, it's true. So you're looking at... I try and look at my positive weeks as what habits have I managed to keep going with, you know. You know, with your body magic, I'm watching you. Like, I'm looking at this amazingness. You can't see her wall, but it's about the activity she's going to do or has done. And, like, this is an incredible habit-forming week. And if you got on the scales and you didn't lose weight, this needs to be celebrated. Like, that's a brilliant week.
Yeah.
You know, and if you're in that mindset of just catching the numbers, you'll lose sight of that. So I hope it helps.
It's genius. I'm speechless, really.
Oh, shut up.
So, like, can you take some pictures of these questions and we can share it on our Instagram again?
Yes.
Because that was really, really helpful for those who are listening to our I'm Stuck episode. So we'll do that. It's our Instagram is at Slimming World Podcast. We'll make it into a story that we share for you. Amazing. So more things coming up. We're kind of looking at how some of you are going to be returning to group in September. Mm-hmm. It's obviously strange times for us in the podcast at the moment. We're kind of working out how we word it and the subjects that we cover are useful, because the picture is very different for Scotland to Ireland to England to even different
Wales,
parts
yeah.
of England, mm. right? So just bear with us, as some of the things that we've got to cover over the next few weeks are not always completely relevant to your situation now, but they might be in a few weeks.
Yeah.
We're having a little think about that. But we would really love to hear your thoughts on subjects, on things that you would like to talk about. The best thing to do is email slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Any kind of final thoughts that you would like to... finish this episode with as I roll up the ukuleles?
I would just say, when you do this, live it. So when you do this 10 questions, put it somewhere you can see, put it on your fridge, put it on your screensaver for your computer or your phone, so you can keep that positivity bank full.
I'm looking forward to see all the different colours.
I love a colour.
The different post-it notes. And I know that some of you are going to send us your glorious, like, workings.
Mm.
Get all the colourful
Please
pens
do.
Out.
I love
Draw
that.
Draw pictures. Like the picture the lady drew
oh, yes.
for the week. Pictures of your body, of your face. Maybe there's photos that you'd have. I just, you know, make a little collage of it.
I was going to say, like, maybe make a board out of it. Like,
I've even kept my
it?
Food diaries from Love some of the that. Weeks that have been absolutely on point.
But
so.
It's that, yeah, going back, a review.
Right, you can come back next week.
Thanks.
Thanks for turning up today.
Cheers.
And thanks for listening too.
Have a great week, gang.
Bye.
Bye.